Welcome to the Secret to Success podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. This podcast is all about personal development and training. If you desire more in life, if you desire to be successful, this is the podcast for you. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and get ready to be transformed.
You do not have to force rewards. The rewards will always take care of themselves. What your job is to do is to serve people. When you serve people, you never have to worry about what comes back to you, because the truth is there's only one of us in the room. The truth is we're all living an experience from some creative source in different ways, but we're all the same. We're all connected. Quantum physics calls it entanglement. The Bible says, whatever you do unto the least of these, my brothers, you do also unto me. It doesn't matter how you look at it. Every major school of thought will tell you that we are all connected. You do not have to force your rewards. Rewards need not to be forced. Serve others and rewards will come. You do not have to force your rewards. You do not have to force your own blessings. As a matter of fact, every time you force your own blessings, they will always blow up in your face. The trick to life is not to have to worry about you. So if you pour so much into other people, if you figure out how to serve people and have that serving be a need in which they are willing to pay for, you'll never have to worry about you. Because the more you serve others and the better you get better at serving others, is the more your rewards will break down doors and come find you. You do not have to force rewards. When you force your rewards, there's one thing you're doing, whether you like to admit it or not, you are believing in lack. You see, when one forces their rewards, they are believing that there's not enough and they must force their abundance. You see, you can never get prosperity when everything you're doing is flowing from lack. You can never get abundance when your actions are flowing from lack. You see, if you force your rewards, you're also believing in a system of lack. And that system simply doesn't exist unless man creates it. So instead of forcing your rewards, instead of believing in a system of lack and operating in that system, don't force, create. If you want your rewards, create them by serving others. If you want that new house, create it by giving others the ability to get their own new houses. You do not have to force your rewards. It's unnecessary. If you serve others and then get better at serving others and then get better at being better at serving others, you'll never have to worry about a reward. It will find you. Antonio T. Smith Jr. You can plan better. You can dominate.